We're going to hear now from a couple of young people who live with Tourette's syndrome. As you'll hear, managing this neurological condition can be really tiring and difficult. But Fergal and Zoe have their own ways of dealing with it. Let's start with Zoe, who wants us to know that having Tourette's isn't all funny.
I'm holding in my tics right now. It takes a lot of concentration and it really hurts off in the middle of an exam when everyone is quiet. It's a really uncomfortable feeling that just keeps building into a heavy pain. I'm comfortable ticking around my friends, so at lunchtime and recess I can let them out, which really helps. When we're learning from home, I can just turn off the mic and camera and tick as much as I need to. I have lots of different tics. Some are squeaking noises, some are head jerks, and some are swearing tics. Those ones aren't fun, especially at school. I also have a tic where I flip people off. A less fun tic is where I punch myself in the head or chest, or when I pass out in the hallways at school having a seizure. I was diagnosed with severe Tourette's in October last year. My life was suddenly turned upside down. Before October, I had tics that were barely noticeable. Before I was diagnosed, I had barely any symptoms. Until one night, I had hundreds of seizures on and off for hours on end. I had never experienced anything like this before. I missed the entirety of term 4. I had to quit my job. My tics were non-stop. I was having 10 tics every second and I was completely exhausted. I was on a whole heap of medication, but none of it was really working. People don't realize that Tourette's is debilitating. Tourette's can appear funny and can have its own personality, using my body to say and do ridiculous things, but for me it's relentless. It's okay to laugh at my tics when it's appropriate. You're 100% allowed to laugh as long as I'm laughing. Laugh with me, don't laugh at me. There's no real cure for Tourette's. I found that personally, the best treatment is acceptance, not fearing judgment, and being comfortable in who I am.
2 years ago, I was a really unhappy kid. I didn't seem to be able to keep friends. I was always getting angry and upset with other people. I was really lonely. I remember my first tic attack. I'd known for a couple of years that I had Tourette's syndrome, but it was pretty mild. Now I was suddenly yelling, swearing, and kicking. I was terrified. I didn't have control of my mind and body. I felt possessed. I just wanted to be normal. So I tried to like the same things as the other boys in the class, but it didn't make me any happier. Eventually, I just stopped going to school. My parents pushed me to join a theatre group. At first, I hated it because I was scared. I thought I could never be a performer with Tourette's, and I was scared of making friends again. It had always ended badly before. But the theatre group was amazing. They made me feel good about myself, and I discovered that singing, dancing, and acting make me happy. That year, I went to my first Tourette's camp. I didn't want to go because I thought everyone with Tourette's would be weird. I was wrong. Again. For the first time ever, I felt completely at ease in a big group of new people. I didn't feel the need to explain or apologize. My Tourette's friends are the funniest, kookiest people I've ever met. Some of us name our Tourette's, Mine's called Johnny. Sometimes Johnny has a really sick sense of humour. But without him, I would have missed out on meeting many of my best friends and having lots of laughs. I used to want to be normal and fit in. Now, I've surrounded myself with people who make me feel fantastic about who I am. Tourette's is really hard to live with. It can be painful and embarrassing, and it's exhausting. I'm not scared of my Tourette's anymore. Without Johnny, I wouldn't be me.
That's Fergal coming to terms with his Tourette's. And Fergal and Zoe told their stories to ABC Local Radio in Melbourne for their Takeover series. Thanks to producer Alexandra Neal for that.